In Washington Redskins news, quarterback Robert Griffin III is expected to start week one against the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football. Griffin will have to undergo one more examination before preseason is over, but he is expected to be cleared for action by the doctors. RG3 tore both his ACL and PCL in his right knee in the Redskins' wild card round loss to the Seattle Seahawks in the 2012 NFL playoffs. In Washington Nationals news, Bryce Harper's agent, Scott Boras, reportedly said that he wants a 12-year deal for his star client. A contract of that length would mean the Nationals would have Harper until he is 32 years old. Some currently project a deal at or around $30 million per year. The investigation of 2012 Heisman Trophy winner and Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel has come to an end as the NCAA has suspended him for the first half of their season opener against Rice. Manziel was investigated by the NCAA for receiving compensation for his autograph. He reportedly signed more than 4,400 autographs for three brokers and accepted $7,500 from one in exchange for 300 autographs. The Rolling Stones released a chilling article today detailing the life of former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. Hernandez was indicted on charges last week, including first-degree murder in connection with the death of semi-pro football player Odin Lloyd. The article provides a glimpse into the rise and fall of the football star, including his past drug use and relationship with coaches and players like Tim Tebow and Urban Meyer at the University of Florida. NFL fans in Denver, Colorado are not happy this Wednesday afternoon after giant banners were placed around the city advertising the upcoming NFL season. The only problem? Joe Flacco was on those posters, and as you may know, Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens defeated the Broncos in the AFC Championship game in Denver. I'm Brian Scannell, WTOP Sports.